Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's so weird not having my headphones in right now.
Yeah, you're rocking a little old school today, aren't you?
Yeah, I literally have my Zach Morris phone up to my head, getting all that types of radiation. So what's up, everybody? Matt and Tiger BLS on this beautiful Friday, headed home.
Woo, 70 degrees.
It's only like 55, 60 here. It's lucky. But hey, I'll take it in the middle of winter. I'll take
cloud
it.
Cloud in the sky. Ooh. Global warming.
So what's up, man? It's Friday. You should be headed home right now to enjoy your family.
I am, but on my way home, I'm stopping by iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review us. Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm stopping by our Twitter page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, Matt Tiger BLS. So on your commute as well, you should stop right on by iTunes and rate, review us, and subscribe on iTunes. Let us know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, what you're currently working on. On days that we're in front of the computer, you should live chat with us or call into the show. That's what I think. And yes, I am heading home. About an hour, maybe an hour and a half at most from home.
That's not bad. You made pretty good time so far.
I have, and I actually stopped for lunch. I stopped at a place in Okemah called Pepino's that I eat at all the time. And their quality is way down. I'm really sad.
I had some authentic Mexican food. Yesterday,
no, actually,
and it
you
was...
didn't have lunch. Actually, you didn't have lunch today. Tell us about your lunch.
No, I did have lunch.
You're
today.
Running to lunch, and someone says, you were going to have lunch today, and someone says, hey, can you weigh me? And you were like, yeah. And then they showed up an hour late through your lunch break.
They did show up a little bit late, but that's part of my job and what I really like to do. So I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, I haven't had a lunch today. I usually have lunch with my wife on Fridays at 1, but she was a little tied up herself. So.
Yeah, you actually stood her up today.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's not like I had a side chick or anything I was had lunch with, but.
Yep, you stood her up. She had plans just for you, and then you were a no-show. But she doesn't know what you were doing.
It was just broken.
Lonely. You know, there's nothing sadder than getting lunch for one.
Now, I didn't stay mad longer than 25 seconds, though.
Did you stay mad longer than 25 seconds? Because if you did, then it means you have an issue.
I did talk to a professional about that. And so basically what we're trying to tell everyone, Ty Lopez has a theory that if you are mad or you hold a grudge or you're holding on to a feeling.
Before we go that far, neither one of us has heard that podcast in a couple of days, so this was our best recall. I believe he said 25 seconds. Now, he could have not said 25 seconds. I listened to a lot of podcasts, so we did not fact check that he actually said this. We're just rolling off of what I said. So Matt said what?
So I got with the professional.
Before we throw my best friend Ty under the bus.
Well, Tiger's memory is like an elephant. He never forgets. His memory is like an elephant, but my body is like a hippo. So,
ooh, only when I'm mad do I remember things forever. Because I stay mad for days, son.
See, that's the thing. She said, the professional, she has her PhD, and she was talking about, well, you have to go through grieving processes. There's no way. Put yourself in this example. You had a family member that just passed away. Your mother, father, grandmother. You're going to hold on to that for a while.
Well, actually, my best friend told me on a Tuesday, he goes, if your mom dies tonight and it ruins this weekend, I swear to God, I'll be pissed. That was exactly, and my mother passed away on a Thursday. That Saturday, I had to put on a happy face because you said you were going to be pissed at me if I ruined the weekend. That's a
true
story. That is a true story. So, but hold on. But it's exactly what I needed Matt to say at that exact moment. You know, it's just the right comedy thing with the right moment. It actually helped me a lot. So go ahead. I don't want people to think, oh, what a monster.
No, Tiger and I, our relationship is, we know each other very well. So we know what to say, when to say it. To make each other happy for that.
Except my kids.
Yeah. Except his kids. I can say anything about his kids, and he doesn't mind. So basically what she was saying is, well, it just depends on how close a relationship is with a person, even with animals.
What?
Because a person gets so close to an animal, like a child that needs a service dog, or a soldier that has a PTSD disability and has that animal next to them. They
create, I'm sorry, what did you say the soldier has? Hey, you cut out. What did you say the soldier has?
A PTSD dog. They have PTSD and they have a therapy dog. And they get attached to a therapy dog.
Okay, so it's PTSD.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. You're saying post-traumatic.
Yeah,
you're saying post-stress disorder. Post-traumatic.
Yeah.
PTSD. We're on the internet, baby. People are going to fact-check us.
So they're talking about how people get so close to animals that it's like a loved one because they've been through therapy with the animal. So it just depends on your level. You know, your relationship with that person or the animal or food or drugs, alcohol, sex, it's all factors. And it's impossible to last only 25 seconds. Because if I had a
I think what Ty was referring, though, Ty was talking about being cut off in traffic. You know, if you're trying to get somewhere and someone cuts you off, you're like, oh, you freaking jerk. And you got 25 seconds to chill out off of that.
A lot of people don't.
Zero to 100 real quick. But I know he was also talking about his employees were calling him out on the podcast because the day before they had flown back from New York. And all the employees jumped in a cab before him. So he had to take a cab by himself. And his employees rode together. And he was stuck in the cab by himself. And I guess when he got back to the office, he had a psychedelic
breakout
on his employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's just a little bizarre. Why would you have such a breakdown if your employees are safe and they got to where they were going? Just because they were ahead of you? Okay. Are you a child?
Yeah. And no one waited behind to ride with him, and no one made room for him in the cab.
That's weird. That's so weird.
Why are you taking a cab anyway, Ty Lopez? You ever heard of Uber?
I thought he was an investor of Uber, right? Wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Anyways,
probably.
New subject, new question. My question to you, well, my thought of the day
is... ¿Qué es una pregunta?
The question is, well, my comment is, life is easy, my friend, but living is hard. Let me repeat that. Life is easy, but living is hard. The reason why I say that is because life is easy. You can do the bare minimum and skate by through life. Skating's kind of fun. I enjoy skating. I'm going skating this weekend. So that's why life is easy, because you can do the bare minimum and you can do nothing and still get by in life. But living your purpose, finding your destiny and living that, waking up every day and doing that, putting in the hours, putting liquid paper on a beat, doing what you have to do to become successful. That part of living is the hardest. But it's the most rewarding.
Nothing easy comes free, you know? Nothing worthwhile is easy.
That's right.
So today you're
pretty
deep old
Friday.
School jam.
Yeah, I've been
pretty,
on old school music.
All the old school music today, man.
Yeah, a lot. I just set it on YouTube or Pandora or my SoundCloud. Just listen to it all day while in the office. I love it. It brings back some old memories.
Mm-hmm. We're not going that way, but it's sure fun to look back.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going that way, but man, it is fun to look back and reminisce. And
oh, yeah.
Kind of wish I would have made a CD today of it. I put it on my phone.
Ooh. I do too.
So I could listen to it in my truck on the way home.
So tell them about the accountability today. You know, I felt terrible because I saw a photograph of myself that was taken yesterday. I hated it with a passion. And tell everybody what we did this morning.
Okay, so let me give a shout out. Everybody give it a round of applause. If you're driving, honk your horn for Tiger Taylor.
Oh, I hear people clapping. I don't know who it is, but thank you. Thank you. Oh, I hear horns going off. Thank you, guys.
So I wake up every morning, and after I say my thank yous, I make sure I text Tyler or I go to the gym.
Yes, sir.
This morning I woke up to a text. Hey, man, I'm awake. I'm hitting the gym. Holy cow, are you serious? Well, he was like, hey, send me three fingers that you're doing something. I was like, oh, okay. Here's a whole bunch of pictures, nudes and not and whatever. And
I got one photo that I asked for and about 10 inappropriate ones. And he kept saying, this is motivation, baby. And I was like, what's calling you baby, man? But I was
so
motivated. I got in there, and we both put in an hour workout.
Yeah, we did. This morning, early this morning, before everybody else was up.
Matt's been telling me. I don't know where he got it from. I forget who you said you got the idea from, but Matt tries to have more done by 8 a.m. than most people for their day.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
I do
get up 3.5 hours early? Mr. Warren Buffett. Matt works out,
yeah.
Reads, eats a good breakfast, and has time to meditate and relax and draw his day before he even heads to work.
I did do 10 minutes of meditation this afternoon.
Oh, hey, put the mic closer to your mouth.
I did 10 minutes.
We in the business. In the business like to say, come up on the mic. Come up on the mic, Matt. Come up on the mic.
No, I just hit a valley right there, a low spot. So, did 10 minutes today of meditation through the palm app. Man, I felt energized.
Ooh.
Ready to go. But see, this is the thing with my meditation, bro. I don't know if it's my mind that's playing tricks on me, but I can see stuff. Like, really, like, I've seen a black car and a little girl and a little boy. And it was clear as day. I don't know. This black car was coming over the railroad track. And I was like, man, it was a four-door car and a Impala. I remember everything. And every time I meditate, it's like I always see something and I don't get it.
Because I've read that some people go forever without seeing stuff.
That's weird. I see things every time I meditate as well. But I have a very big imagination. With or without meditation, my imagination was wild.
Right. Yeah, my mind is always going. I guess that's why I'm so quick with it, because my mind, I'm just fired at anything. Anything and everything. I'm quick. Even in bed. Quick.
Quick, even everywhere you're at.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to today, man? What's on your agenda for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm headed.
You blew your
home.
Wife off for lunch. So what's your home life gonna be?
Headed home right now. I'm gonna take my dogs for a walk at the cemetery. I enjoy that. Nice quiet time. Then Friday nights are usually my nights off. We really don't do anything. We just do the drive home. So probably go get dinner and a drink or something, and maybe nice Barnes and Noble. And Saturday is Treat Yourself Day. So Saturday I'm getting a massage, I'm getting my eyebrows done, I'm getting myself taken care of. Because I'm at my goal weight for this week, the end of the month, so I'm good.
Hmm.
Yeah, what about you?
Man, I'm going to go home and relax tonight. My daughter came home from school early today, sick. So I'm going to go home and hang out with her, and then my boys got a basketball game tomorrow that we'll go do, and then get some more stuff moved out of that house. Not a really eventful day, but it'll be all right.
That just sounds like a whole lot of hard work. You got a sick kid, you got to buy stuff. I'll take my no kids, just besides my godson, and
but you don't have a godson. And, you don't have a godson. But, yeah, you know, it is busy, man, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I just love being home. I love being a dad. You know, one time we were talking about passions, and he said, what is your passion in life? And I said, Matt, I have no idea. And he said, what are you the truliest, the happiest? What are you doing when you're the happiest? And I said, nothing. Laying in my floor, being a dad, hanging with my kids. And you can't make a career out of that. And you were like, yeah, I guess so, man. So it's always been very hard for me to define what my goals are as in my life passion. But I'll find it. I sure do love this. I would do this again tonight. You know, the way our program's set up, we can only go once a day. But I'm just saying, anytime we're doing this, I love it. You know, if we went nights a week, I love it. I love when we get together. I love the ideas, the thoughts, the conversations. I love these drive home talks because we're not committed to something. We're not on topic. We're not so serious, you know. These are just so people can get to know us and they can have fun with us listening as well. Hey, Jason Silva, did you ever listen to him on Lewis House podcast today?
No, I have not, but I'm a big fan of Jason Silva. Huge fan. Love his work. Love him.
Guess what he said on his podcast today about knowing yourself or who you are. He says on the Lewis House podcast today, he said, you're not who you think you are. You're not who your friends think you are. But you're who you think your friends think you are. My mind exploded when he said that. Like, what?
So basically, you are what your friends think you are? So whatever your friends think of you, that's who you are?
No. Nope. You're what you think your friends think you are.
That you need to become of what your dog thinks of you.
If you could live that kind of a life, everybody would be perfect. But, you know, I started thinking about that today. That blew my mind. You are what you think your friends think you are.
Right, I disagree with that. And I told you earlier, I think it's wrong.
Sure.
Because you are what you think you are. Just like yesterday, you said that you've seen a picture of yourself, and you're like, man, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, that's who you are then. That's who you think you are. That's what you become.
Sure, it wasn't projected by anyone. I didn't look at myself and think, oh, my God, I bet Matt thinks I'm a giant fatty. You know, I looked at myself and I was like, oh, I hate this. And I'm one of those people that always say, like, I really don't care what other people think or say about me. I don't care about, like, box or label my friends think of me in, you know. And people are probably listening and they're like, oh, yeah, right. But, Matt, am I really that guy? That's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you think good or bad about me. In fact, Matt has said something recently just to support my theory. Matt will say, man, back in the day, you were so, like, outgoing, life of the party, and now you're a bit of a lump on a log at times. Because, like, I don't try to be who I think you want me to be. I don't try to fit into your mold. You're going to like me the way I am, and that's that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you even told my wife at some point in time, you're like, hey, I'm not here for you. I'm here for Matthew.
I don't care what you think about me. No, that's 100% the truth. And you know, my wife said that was rude to say, and I feel like you think that was rude to say, and I didn't mean any disrespect by it. All I simply mean is I'm Matt's friend, like, first and foremost. That's it. I'm Matt's friend. If your wife and you divorced today, I would never talk to her again. She's, you know, I don't know, man. Is that a weird outlook in life? Like, yeah, she's fun. I love joking around with Laura. She makes me laugh harder than a lot of people. She is one of the funniest, creative, witty people I've ever met. I love that you're married to her. However,
hey, you better watch your mouth.
You guys, hey, all right, you better watch. Hey, tread lightly, all right. So, but listen, man, if you and her split up, see ya. Like, don't Facebook me. You know, do me a favor. If you and Matt split up, delete me from Facebook. Don't want to be your friend. Don't text
well, see, that's
me. Don't
the
call
thing.
Me. Don't social
I don't
media
see a
me.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. That's totally fine. But you know what I have a problem with? Is
what's
friends
that?
Blocking friends from Facebook. That's my biggest problem.
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
That's
you know how bad it hurts
jab,
to be blocked on? Do you know how bad it hurts to be blocked on Facebook?
It hurts bad, especially when you're invested in that person in the relationship.
Well, that's the thing is. Like, Matt's like, if you and your wife divorce, bro, I still want to be her friend. I'm like, oh, that's weird to me. Like, why? Because the minute you and Laura ever split up, let's face it, when you and Laura split up, don't want to talk to her again. You know? Just kidding. But, you know, I don't want to talk to her again. It's, I don't know. And the other day, you were kind of like, really, man? Really? Is that how you feel? Now, yeah, but God, it's not personal. It's not like, oh, I can't wait. I wish Laura would leave me alone. Like, no, she makes me laugh genuinely on a daily basis. Funny, she's witty, she's smart, she's all the things I just said. But at the end of the day, you're my friend. Here because of Matt, you know, like, if Matt wasn't in this picture, we got nothing. So I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And then I know the other day you were kind of like, wow, why do you feel that way? And I'm like, shouldn't I? Should I not? This is where I wish somebody would write in, call in, or do something and tell me, am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong,
yeah, we have.
You don't even have to tell me why I'm wrong. Just tell me that I'm wrong, and I'll evaluate it myself. I will spend some
time. Yeah, we have somebody in the chat right now.
What are they saying?
It says, yeah, you're wrong.
What is that, Argo tool?
No, it says F150WB says, yeah, you're wrong. Hashtag Godfather 2K16. I was
hey,
like, oh, okay.
You,
so.
Hey, FWB, won't you mind your own business and don't encourage Matt any more than what he already does.
So
listen,
we're going to start
guys,
this hashtag.
No, listen,
I'm
Matt
not a big fan
kids.
Of kids.
So for sure not going to be my godfather. So, but Matt, is that something I really want to talk about? I really want to hash out. Am I wrong? Or is to each his own?
I think it's to each
you
his
know,
own. If you want to become friends with them, that's fine. Apparently, I'm not friends with your wife anymore because she blocked me on Facebook. But
she 100% blocked you. She went 0 to 100 on Matt. She said, Matt, I swear if you keep sending me the GIFs and you keep sending me memes, I'm going to delete you. And Matt said, oh, yeah, then I'm going to send you one every single day, and sent her 7 in a row. And she said, see ya. See, she practices what Lewis Howe said. She evaluated where you were in the friendship life with her and said, nope.
Lo and behold, I got her phone number, so I blow that stuff up.
Blow it up. But Matt says he's going to send her messages like, super sad today.
Yeah, super sad today. No, but she's good. I think it's each his own. It really is each his own. Because we know somebody that has stayed close with each girl that our friend has broken up with.
Who, what?
I said we know a person that has stayed in contact with each girl that somebody has broken up with.
Oh, yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
So,
but do you an agenda?
I think some people do. For me,
personally, it was just to become friends. I mean, because we've been friends for so long, it would just be friends. That would be it. Not to get
sure.
with your wife or get with your girlfriend or whatever. It's just to be friends, just to be civil and say, hey. Hey. Hey.
But I think you view friendship different than most people.
Yeah, I do. I'm loyal. I'm 100% loyal. My friendship is my
family. Well, it's like
my
you
family.
Also, if you were friends with somebody in 2005 and you see them on Facebook, you'll add them because you're like, oh, one time I was friends with them. And then I'll see them on Facebook and be like, eh, haven't talked to them in 11 years.
Yeah, I just want to see what's up. Because
sure.
for me, it's a lot of memories that I want to talk about or, you know, see how we've grown. What are you doing nowadays? Maybe we can work together to reach some of your goals and my goals. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, see if you're single, slide up in the DM. Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
I'm yelling, Tinder.
Yeah, right?
just know
that's
that
funny,
I would never
man.
Stand you up for lunch. Just know that.
I hope that you would never tell me, like, hey, we're going to do lunch today, and then, like, flake out on me. I don't know, man. I don't know. How do you feel about meeting new friends? Like, if you're going to go out to a situation, like, I'm all good on friends. Like, unless you're sharing my
goals. I'm all about
goals,
making friends.
I'm all good on friends. I'm 32. I'm all good on friends. The only, if you want to be my friend, there's some requirements to be my friend these days. It's that you have to bring value. You have to have
mm-hmm.
your goals in line. Not necessarily in line with mine, but you have to be self-motivated, driven, intelligent.
Right.
I don't want the friends that are just like, I can drink beer really fast and crush cans on my head.
Right, we're not.
And 20. I don't want friends. And I don't want friends anymore that are like, hey, listen, dude. Hey, bro, you don't know me. You don't know me, man. I get out there, I get a couple beers in me. I tell you what, dude, I just fight. I love to fight. Look, you look at my old lady wrong, I'm going to punch you right in the face. You hear me? I'll punch you right in the face. Like, no thanks, man.
Yeah,
right.
I do know somebody that's like that. But, yeah, I think
you
exactly
do
like,
know someone.
I enjoy having friends. But I only hang out with people that have goals in mind, that are doing things in life. Like next week, I have a double date with this couple, and she's actually helped us out with our social media.
Sure.
I talked to her a few times on her social media. So, yeah, and her husband is a police officer. So, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. I'm excited. But I'm the exact same way you are. You've got to have people that are like-minded and have the same goals.
So
not your same goals, but have goals.
We love Matt, but Matt lies.
God.
Matt is like a dog that lies on the floor all day long, like a 20-year-old dog. So there's an inside joke today about the lunch thing. So I snapped what Matt told me to snap, and for sure, her brother.
Yeah, right. Just tell her, hey, your brother lives in California, Dallas, and Maryland.
He lives in three places. This guy's a baller.
No, she has like four brothers that are biological brothers.
What else does she have? She has brothers that aren't related to her?
I
call those
so.
Side pieces. I call those side pieces. No, Matt, he's my brother. Really? I've never seen him at a family reunion. But you're so innocent, you're just like, okay.
Right?
We're not blood related at all, but he's my brother. Call those side pieces? Hey, Matt, where I'm from, we call those side pieces.
Yeah. So basically the story is that my wife today, we have a mutual friend, and they work together. And I was like, hey, let's go to lunch. And she was like,
all of a sudden she just sent me a picture of him and her doing lunch together, and I was like, oh, okay. There goes my lunch.
And then Matt tells me, he's like, hey, you should hit my wife up and say, like, you know, who are you at lunch with today or something like that. And I put, so I did, while we're doing the show, I sent her a message. I said, who was that stud muffin you were at lunch with? And I put a bunch of M's, like, because I'm really creepy. So I go, who was that stud you were with today at lunch? And she goes, my brother? And I was like, well, Matt lied. All the fun out of this.
Yeah, she just sent me a message. She's like, are you seriously mad? I'm like, no, I'm not mad.
No, I'm not mad. I'm complaining to my very best friend. Yeah, for sure told me to do it.
And, yeah, I'm
the
not
funny
mad.
Thing is now, it's too late now.
To my
it's
best
too
friend.
Late now because you can't even play mad now. We could have had fun with this at least an hour until she got home. We could have had a ball with this. But Matt just kicked out and ran away from the joke.
Yeah, because I have to put up with it all weekend, so, yeah.
No, we
you don't have
for an hour. I didn't say do it all weekend. I said we could have had an hour.
Like no flush 2K15? Yeah, that worked out great.
Oh, bro, for sure your wife got mad about that one. Hey, we have 1 minute. Tell them about no flush 2015 and then close this out, Matt. We have 1 minute. Go, 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 go.
Okay, so Flush 2K15 was Tiger. Well, it's such a long story. I can't tell it in a minute. Let's just see if it keeps on recording. Let's just see if it keeps on. Yeah, see if it keeps on recording. If it keeps on recording, then we'll do it. But
okay, because that's
a
hilarious
story.
It's hilarious though. It's hilarious from my end. You were actually in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So I take a shower. I use the bathroom first, then I take a shower. And, well, I don't flush when I get in the shower because it messes with the water pressure.
And
you know where I'm
coming
from,
severely been yelled at for this, right? You've been yelled at for this.
Yes. A lot. Because sometimes whenever I get out of the shower, I just forget about it because I'll get into shaving or I'll get on the phone or I'll start reading or I'll get distracted. And, well, one time happened, it wasn't bad, she just told me. Second time, it was pretty bad, she started calling me names and a whole bunch of other stuff. Well,
do you remember the names?
Yeah, I remember the names, I just can't say it on air. So, after that, I told Tiger because, of course, I tell him everything. So, with this, he was like, you know what? This weekend, you should not flush at all every time you go to the bathroom. I was like, okay, no flush 2K15. That'll work.
Sure.
So I decided not to flush all weekend long. And if you know me, I have IBS really, really bad. So anytime I eat something,
you drink a lot of protein shakes.
Yeah, protein shakes and a lot of water. I drink a 2 liter of water a day. And so I go to the bathroom 6 times a day or more. And every time I went, that whole weekend, didn't flush. Did not flush one time. And man, was my wife heated. Man, she was so mad. So mad. I thought World War III was going to break out.
She messaged me and was hot. And I was like, sorry, you've got to do it.
So now we're starting a new campaign. It's called Godfather 2K16. So if you find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and iTunes, write in the hashtag Godfather 2K16. And if we get 1,000 hits, then I'm automatically Godfather.
For sure don't do that.
If you really
do
enjoy our
subscribe,
show.
Subscribe, rate, and review us for sure. But do subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes.
Right. Exactly. But then again, if you really do want me Godfather, hashtag Godfather 2K16. I'm going to tweet that out tonight.
If you don't, because he just admitted earlier in the show that he doesn't even like kids. Keep that in mind, people.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I guess it's just I want the title. I'm like that person, like, oh, yeah, I want that title. So that's all I want, Godfather 2K16. As soon as I get that title, I'll be good. But it's got to be publicly known.
You know what? Not only was I not best man at your wedding or a groomsman at your wedding, I wasn't even invited to your wedding. And you want me to
are
make
you
the
there?
Godfather of a kid? Yeah, are you still there?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How convenient. He can't hear me. Believe me, I will be listening to this podcast. I will make sure that I can hear myself still. Exactly. And he tells his wife, Matt lies for many, many, many years that he sent me the invitation. And his wife has told me multiple times, like, we can't believe you didn't show up. We can't believe you really didn't come through. And my wife finally had to tell his wife this December of 2015 that, no, all kidding aside, we never got an invitation. And then Matt finally said, kind of forgot to send it out.
I don't remember that. Hashtag Godfather 2K16.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, I found out Matt got married on Facebook. I was like, oh, that looks some
a lot
nice
of my family
dudes.
Did.
And,
yeah, a lot of my family
would,
that way.
Yeah, I guess so. None of the ones you cared about.
So what's for dinner tonight, my friend?
I don't know, man. My daughter's sick. So, you know, I'm definitely not going to be the fun dad that comes home with the pizza. Because I got to find out what she... Pizza Friday. I got to find out what she wants, what she's going to be doing.
Well, today's cheat day.
Ooh,
not
is
only
it cheat
in
day?
Relationships, yeah, but on my diet. And I kind of want a buffet, bro. Like, I want a buffet.
Oh, see, I don't like buffets.
But is it?
I don't like buffets. I think it's poor quality of food. Life's short.
Right.
It's good.
That's true. But I don't. Okay. Is it better to get a breakfast buffet, like a brunch?
Sure. We can do that. If you want a buffet with me, if you're ever going to take me to a buffet, make it for breakfast. I can handle that.
Hmm.
But don't be taking me to no lunch or dinner buffet.
Right.
Hey, you know what?
Well, if it's a pizza buffet, I'm there all day. Like Shorty's, all day.
Oh, yeah, but Shorty's in a pizza buffet anymore.
See, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So what,
me too.
So what Shorty's was back in the day, everyone, was a small little restaurant
heaven.
Where we grew up. Yeah.
Slice
of heaven in your mouth.
Literally.
And this pizza was super cheap. It's like CC's, you know? But man, was it
sure.
So good.
But,
it's to the point where you eat so much you get sick. Yeah, way better.
We used to go there and we would get a salad bowl full of ranch. We'd fill it up to the brim with ranch. And we'd eat so many slices of pizza that we would be out of ranch dressing. We would use the entire bowl full. Oh, and by the way, we both weighed under 200 pounds.
Yeah, we did. And we were also playing basketball a lot.
Yeah, good metabolism and a high output, I guess. I don't know. Something was working for us. It all caught up.
Yeah,
10 years later, we're gaining weight. We're gaining weight because we ate better. But anyway, the best food ever. And now they sold their building, and now they just own a like a little drive-thru. You can't sit in and eat anymore.
That's whack.
It's like Wingstop, but for pizza. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I always wanted to open up a restaurant in Delacroix.
Yeah, I know. You've always dreamt of it. You want to buy the grill.
Yeah, I do. I wonder if they would take on investors.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's a few things I would change, but I'd like to have, like, Town Branch or something.
Town Branch would be sick.
Town Branch
would be the spot. You had a really good
chef. Yeah, I would.
Your buddy, Jose.
Jose Cuervo?
I don't know.
Jose?
Yeah, this is a podcast.
So are we going to have the meditation guru on for Sunday?
Yeah, I just got to reconfirm with him.
Okay. Good, because I'm excited
I'll let
to
you know by
hear
tonight.
What he has
I'll,
to say.
I'll let you know by tonight.
Come on. Good.
What is
okay.
Tomorrow, no show. And
right.
Sunday, I want to have a meditation guru on. He's a really interesting
okay.
guy. He's all about books. He's all about life. And he's interested in stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right
so,
up our alley, isn't he?
Right up our alley. I mean... You don't have to call me a guru. I'll just talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I wish you were a guru of anything.
We're getting there. We're getting there. But what makes you...
Some would call you a guru of karate.
One point in time, they did.
They did. They used to call you Master Matt.
Mastermind
Matt. Master Matt. That Master Matt the high kick. That's all they call it, the high kick. You specialize in one move, and you may have knocked a guy who's still unconscious to this day.
Yeah, I think he's honestly still in a coma, but I don't know. And that's been like and
Matt,
that's been like 12 years.
Matt the high kick. So what are you going to wear this weekend? What are you going to wear whenever you go out with your friends tonight?
I'm not going out with friends tonight. I'm just going to go out with my wife.
Oh, okay.
So...
Well, then you'll probably wear sweats enough. And a baggy t-shirt.
No, I always dress up when I go out, man.
No. Tell us what you're wearing.
I think tonight... Well, it just depends on where we go, honestly. So I'm thinking if we go to, like, a little bar, just jeans and a button-up, maybe a nice jacket. But if we go out to, like Longhorn or Olive Garden, probably just jeans and a t-shirt with a jacket.
Mm.
When I say jacket, not a dress jacket, but a sports, not a sports jacket, geez, what am I talking about? A regular jacket, like a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love me some leather jackets. Leather jackets,
yeah.
Gold watches are my thing.
And hamburger meat chest hair. You forgot that.
Ooh, I do have that. Do you shave your chest?
Yeah, I do. Because my chest hair, I wasn't blessed with good chest hair. So my chest hair, it comes in spots. It comes in blotchy. So I got to make sure that's shaved.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Okay. Nope. Just let mine grow in patchy and nasty.
Now, my back is a totally different story, though.
Oof. Tell me about your back.
It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, I don't have a sweater, but it's pretty bad.
It's worse than you want it to be?
Yeah. It's worse than I want it to be. Because to me, I like to be nice and trim. I don't like a whole bunch of hair or just nice and... Even I trim up my underarms. No, it's crazy, but I trim up my underarms.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't shave them bald, but I just trim them up.
I don't trim
That's
them
just
bald,
a personal thing.
I trim them up.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it just has to do
with
fashion.
Me.
We'll talk about that sometime soon. Hey, I have a question for you. If we
uh-huh.
had an unlimited resource of, if we had an unlimited resource of resources, put it that way, and I could get Ty Lopez, Lewis Howes, or Jason Silva on the show, who are you picking
Jason
in what
Silva.
Order and why? In what order?
Jason Silva.
Name the other two. Uh-huh.
That's it. That's all I would have on.
Oh. You wouldn't have on the
no,
other
I would have. I'd have on the other two. I would go Jason Silva for last because you always say the best for last.
Ooh.
And then
ooh, I like that.
First, I would go with Ty. Not Ty, but Lewis Howes. We talked about his book. Ty, we talk about other things. Scoot him off as a filler, and then I'd get to Jason because his mind is just so deep.
Mm.
So deep.
How did you find out about him? The reason why we're talking about him today is Matt's always liked him a lot, and he was on Lewis's last podcast.
I like him a lot. I found out, I started reading more about him on this website called Test Tube, and he would just do quick little videos here and there, only a minute to 2 minutes, and he would explain stuff. And then I fell in love with it because he was talking about humans 2.0, and just it was just amazing the way he thinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. Amazing stuff.
That's intense. You like him though,
right,
huh?
Yeah, I do. That's some dead air right there, my friend.
That is some dead air right there. I was just thinking, actually, I found out about him from the TV show Brain Games. That's where everybody else I bet will know from. And I heard him on Rogan's podcast. But I've never been as, you know, into him as you. If I could have
right.
him on, he would be my last guest because I feel like he's too smart for me. He's too smart for me to connect with. He's too deep. I don't go that deep. And I would love to have probably Lewis on first because we've done his book. Ty the most. Hopefully he would give us real gold because I think that guy holds a ton of knowledge about some stuff. And lastly would be Jason Silva. Just, again,
yeah.
I feel like I don't deserve to talk to him. I feel like I would just dumb down his communication.
Right, but that's how we learn, is we just have to ask him to explain it a little bit slowly, slower, but yeah, man, I just fall in love with it.
Did you know he doesn't script his show Brain Games? It's all
Yeah,
ad-lib.
It's all right off the dome.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he says what he does is gets himself into flow state before they go live rolling, and then he just ad-libs.
And that's why we jump on the podcast a little bit early, so we can just ad-lib and flow state and get in that state of mind and just rock it.
Sure. Call in about 10 minutes early, get a flow going. That way you don't come in cold. Coming in hot.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Matty Moe, you gave us an extra 15 minutes today. We planned on 30. We went 45. We talked a ton of nonsense. You're not going to learn anything of value from today's show. But we hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
You will, though. If you go back to the beginning of our podcast, you'll learn something.
You'll learn something. Remember, Matt, tell them the quote that you opened the show up with, and tell them what BLS stands for, and let's go, man. Let's start our weekend, buddy. See
my
you guys
friend.
On Sunday, lovers.
Yeah, my lovers, this is what I shall call you. Matt and Tiger BLS. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Let us know how we're doing, good or bad. So, with a quote, life is easy, but living is hard. You can skate by through life. You can do the bare minimum and get okay results. But then living, finding your destiny and your purpose, and living, waking up every day and doing what you love, that's the hardest part. And as always, BLS. Believe, learn, and you will succeed, my friend. I'm Matt. To my left is my beautiful Tiger Taylor. Good night, everyone. And have a wonderful weekend.
See you, Blanket Man. See you guys on Sunday.